This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. What might next Tuesday's midterm elections mean for the economy, jobs, and businesses? We have been calling our sources. Today, Corey Bowles, senior U.S. analyst at a business consulting firm, the Eurasia Group. Mr. Bowles, good morning.
Morning, David.
Unlike some others, your outfit is predicting that Democrats maintain control of the U.S. Senate, just barely, and that Republicans keep control of the House, which is the conventional wisdom these days. Where do you think this might leave policy in Washington?
Well, I'm afraid that we think that if the status quo is a result of the election, that there's going to be just more gridlock. Unlike the gridlock that characterized Washington through 2011 through 2013, where you saw these series of manufactured crises, be it over government funding or the debt ceiling, we think Congress is going to more or less not do much but leave the economy to get on being fairly robust as the U.S. economy is just now.
Now, the U.S. economy is at its strongest point since certainly President Obama came in office. Normally, this could help people who are already in office, the incumbents, but some are saying this election isn't about the economy this time somehow.
Normally, the incumbent, the White House, should be gaining a lot of credit for the strength of the economy. But because this president is deeply unpopular, particularly so in these states where the most closely contested Senate races are occurring, he's almost been a persona non grata on the campaign trail.
Now, our beat here on the show is business. That involves trade. Corey, what's your view on what might happen to trade policy after this election?
I think it's one of the few areas that regardless of the outcome of the election, you could see some advancement. There is, of course, this major pending trade pact called the Trans-Pacific Partnership, which is a deal with 12 Pacific Rim nations. The rub is, as for most things, Congress would have to ratify it. If Democrats can maintain control of the Senate, it's going to be a heavy lift. If Republicans control all of Congress, ironically, it's much easier, I think, to get this done. Republicans, of course, are generally speaking more favorable towards trade. And even though they don't want to give the president a victory, they would be willing to do so in this context, I think.
Corey Bowles is senior U.S. analyst at Eurasia Group, which puts political scientists to work following world issues of interest to businesses. Mr. Bowles, thank you.
Thank you, David.